everybody. Today we have Rosalind Gardner on the line. She's going to be talking to us and giving us all kinds of secrets about how she runs her internet business. And hello, Roz.
Good morning, Birgit. How are you?
Great. Good morning. I've been looking so forward to interviewing you because it was like years ago when my husband told me about you, a woman running an internet site, a dating site, and she was making $50,000 a month. And I thought, wow, that's really amazing. And I know that that was a long time ago, and you've definitely developed since that time and added on so many parts to your business. So I'd really love to find out all about that today. How did you actually start, Roz?
How did I start? Well, you mentioned the dating site and how I started the dating site. I actually was running a three-page seed exchange site, and so therefore I thought I was qualified as a webmaster. And so when I saw a banner ad that said webmasters make money, I clicked on it, and it took me to the one and only dating network. Basically, it explained affiliate marketing. Basically, you know, you send traffic to our site, and if they make they buy a membership from us, we'll pay you 50%. Now, that was back in the day, and that was the one and only dating network, which is now defunct. But, of course, as most people know, there's hundreds and hundreds of them online nowadays, so I still make money selling dating services. So that's basically how I got started. And the site was and is sagehearts.com, a dumb name. Do more domain research, but that was 10 years ago. And it's sage, S-A-G-E hyphen H-E-A-R-T-S.com if anybody wants to see what a basic affiliate marketing site looks like.
Or sign up to go for dating.
That too.
Okay, that's great. And then that probably got you even going on to affiliate marketing, because I think that's one of your main areas, right?
Absolutely. That is a total affiliate marketing site, and I do specialize still in affiliate marketing for the specific reasons that it's, you know, the merchant handles everything. Basically, you just make the referral, and if the visitor that you send from your site buys something or fills in a lead or whatever that is acquired by the merchant, then you're making money, but you don't have to handle, you know, product development, product shipment, storage, any of that other stuff that goes into being a merchant.
I see that you have an affiliate handbook. Like, what is that about? And if I look through that, what does it tell me?
Well, I started as an affiliate marketer in 1998. And what happened was my business was profiled by, at the time, Corey Rudels and now Derek Gell's Secrets to Their Success monthly magazine. It's a monthly online magazine.
Okay.
And from that interview, what happened was I started getting questions, like just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions. And so what I decided to do was to write a book about affiliate marketing, because there really wasn't a book on how to become an affiliate marketer out at the time. So what I did was I wrote a book about how I did affiliate marketing and how I was so, you know, successful with it. It's called The Super Affiliate Handbook, and the title is How I Made $436,797 in 1 year selling other people's stuff online.
That's fantastic. And for that was back in 1998 too?
That figure is relevant to 2002, and the book was published in June of 2003 and has since really become the industry's standard training manual. Like, I've got all sorts of friends who are affiliate managers or network managers who basically make their employees read that book, which is constantly being updated to reflect new technology and that sort of thing. They make their employees read the book before they start working for them. So,
well, it saves a lot of time in explaining, and I mean, you're the best at it, so that's great.
Well, I don't know whether I'm the best at it, but I do pretty good.
Okay, so that would be something really fantastic for anybody to go read through. Okay, thanks a lot. So what do you actually do in a day? If I were to say I want to be an internet marketer, like, what are all the things I'd have to get used to doing? And so I could sit here and envision in my day, well, I'd be doing some writing, or I'd be doing this technology, or what do you actually do in your typical day?
Yeah, I don't know, but I have a typical day because I'm pretty lazy. So, you know, I might take a day and work for 6 hours straight or something like that, and then not work for 3 days. And I can make it look like I'm working every day because mm-hmm. what happens is using blog technology, like most of your listeners have probably heard about blogs, which is just a way of publishing information online. I mean, it's a content management system. They're really easy to set up. It's just what people use instead of coding HTML nowadays. So anyway, everybody's blogging. So what I do is I might write a couple of different blog posts in one day and then queue them up, one up to go today, one up to go tomorrow, one up to go, you know, so like I'll write three or four so they go for the next 4 days. And that kind of frees me up over the next couple of days to not do anything at all. But as an affiliate marketer, so those blog posts would include like endorsements for products that I'm going to make money on. Not always, though, because we don't like to overwhelm our visitors with nothing but, you know, product. So what I do is I give a ton of information to the people who are looking for what's relevant to my websites. Like I've got a website that's for webmasters specifically that's called netprofitstoday.com. I run a travel blog at roamsters.com. I run the dating site. So I, you know, I might write a product endorsement for a new dating site. I might write about a new product that I'm using as a traveler. I might just rant. On the travel blog not long ago, I wrote about the Durkin 12F, right? fun to do. So it's just really, it's all about communication, really. Communicating with your site visitors and giving them interesting information that's useful to them.
I'm on your main.
Oh, wow, I've never thought of that. Let me research it, and then I tell everybody about it, right? Which is a great way to expand your network and your readership, and every time you do that, you make more money.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Do you have a lot of team members, or do you do it mostly on your own? Do you hire people from India, or how many team members do you work with?
The only team member I have is my executive assistant, Joel, who lives in Maine, and the only thing that he really does, he doesn't handle the affiliate marketing side of things. He manages customer requests that are relevant to my book and also a drop shipping site that I have. I have a drop shipping site about watches, and so when an order comes through, he processes that order with the manufacturer of the watches, and as a team goes, it's pretty small.
Well, that sounds so uncomplicated and easy. So it just comes from you, your ideas, and you write it up. Do you spend a lot of time researching what to promote to clients?
No, not really. I mean, I blog or about things that I'm interested in, so I'm going to be doing the research anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So once again, it's just sharing information. And like on the travel blog, for example, I talk about my Bagolini bags on a post called I Love My Bagolini Bags or something like that, right? And these are products that I actually use.
Which site is that?
Roamsters, roamsters.com.
Oh, okay, thanks.
And Bagolini is Bagallini, so the two G's, two L's. If you want to, you know, you can do a search on that site to find that post. And so, yeah, I just talk about stuff that I've, if there happens to be an affiliate program where I can sell that product as well or promote that product as well, then that's just, for me, that's just a bonus.
Great. Nice way to live your life, just be sharing the information that applies to you that you think other people would find interesting.
Absolutely, and that's what I recommend that anybody new to internet marketing do. What I find is that a lot of people think they can make a lot of money selling internet marketing products, right, or business opportunities products.
Right.
But the problem with that is that they don't have any experience in the field, so they don't come across as being credible.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're not really going to make a whole lot of money, yet if they talked about their love of bird watching and building birdhouses and whatever else and something that they're interested in and they do every day, say gardening or parenting or whatever, they're going to be far more interested in what they're doing, and they're going to connect with people a lot better. And that's what you really want to do, is create those connections. That's first and foremost.
If I was like an interior designer or a lawyer or massage therapist, like how can I use those skills to make money online? Would I write an ebook, or what would I do?
Well, as you can do that too. If you write an ebook, now you become a merchant. But if we stick with affiliate marketing and you are an interior designer, what you can do is talk about design, furniture placement. There's a million things within mm-hmm. that particular category, and you know, those are things that you're going to be thinking about every single day. And the things that you can sell are there's so many, right? Like there's so many mm-hmm. merchants that are selling home furnishings, and sell rugs, you could sell lamps, you could sell couches, you could sell, you know, any number of things that are relevant to that particular category. What was the other thing that you, being a massage therapist, you could sell oils. Like I said, there's thousands of merchants out there who have products and affiliate programs that you can join.
So I don't actually have to go out and ship this stuff. I can go check, for example, the oils, check where is there an affiliate program that I can sign up, and then they would look after all of that.
Exactly, and that's the real beauty of affiliate marketing, is that you don't have to ship any products. You don't have to deal with any of that mess. It's just basically send your visitors to the site after making a thorough product endorsement. And that's another thing, is that you need to be honest, right? Like if mm-hmm. you really like a particular oil, then tell them why you like the oil and what it will do for them and blah, 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 right? Go on from there, and then mm-hmm. send them to the merchant site, and you're much more likely to make a sale. And as for joining programs, what I normally recommend is that people join the Commission Junction affiliate network. That's at cj.com.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, I forget how many merchants they have listed in there, but it's the biggest affiliate network. And so if you're looking for a product, it's most likely going to be within that affiliate network.
Oh, I see. Okay. So that's one-stop shop we can go to find out different affiliate programs.
Exactly. And the nice thing about Commission Junction is that they handle all the payments. There's no worries about dealing with an individual merchant who may or may not pay you.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure that the merchant has enough money in their account to cover commissions. Commission Junction cuts the check at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm. If I were going online and I saw a product that wasn't in Commission Junction, would you recommend that I still forge a relationship with that person? And how would I do that?
Well, that's a really good question. It all depends. What I would do is I would spend a little bit more time researching the merchant. Like if it's mm-hmm. a big brand name, yeah. absolutely no worries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they obviously have brand reputation, which they don't want to ruin. And it's so easy for anybody to say, oh my, so-and-so didn't pay me this month, and that's going to be all over the net in no time at all. So they're not going to do that. If it's a smaller brand, then what I would do is I would once again research that and see who's promoting the product. And mm-hmm. if you come up with a lot of different affiliates promoting that product, then it's probably okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is you can get in touch with the individual affiliates and ask what their experience is with that particular merchant.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great ideas. Thank you. So my responsibility in this whole process would be then to have a list, to find a way to keep communicating to the people on my list so that they know this is what I believe in. How do I actually go about starting in creating a list?
I always recommend a service called an autoresponder service called AWeber. I've been using them for just about 10 years, and they're fabulous. The service starts off at $17.95 a month, and that's for the first 10,000 leads, and then after that, for every 10,000 after that, you pay an additional $9.95. And they're absolutely great. So you put the autoresponder form on your site. You know, you've seen them 100 times or 1,000 times where it
yeah.
says name and email address, or sometimes just email address. And so once they sign up for that, sign up for your newsletter, then you send broadcast messages through the AWeber service. Or a thing that you can do is create an e-course, you know, like a 5-part, mm-hmm. 10-part, 30-part, whatever, e-course that's delivered to your subscribers on a daily or weekly or whatever basis you want. And that keeps them coming back to your site. Like, always have a link to your site within the email to encourage more visits, because as people come back to your site and visit, the search engines notice that you get more traffic, and that way you get more highly placed.
Oh, okay. Do you think that I could make some money in 6 months, or how would I be able to make tons of money in a six-month time frame, or do you think it can be done sooner?
Well, you know, you can make money today. If it all depends on I generally dislike that question because
how fast
people,
can I make money?
Yeah, I don't, because I don't know how long, how much work and time somebody has to invest in a particular project.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got, you know, suppose you've got a whatever, you've already got a lot of articles or something like that on a particular subject, and so now you're just going to be placing them in your autoresponder or your blog or whatever, so you can build out your blog pretty quickly and start getting traffic. And if you've got money to invest in pay-per-click advertising to drive traffic to your site today as opposed to waiting, you know, some time for the search engines to find you and start sending traffic that way, it really all depends on what you're going to do and how you're going to do it, you know. Sometimes it's faster, sometimes it's slower.
Okay. Maybe now for people who are more established, like someone who is already making $50,000 or $100,000 a year, how can I get to that $1 million mark? Because I know that you're definitely doing over that every year. And is there certain things I need to do to grow my business from $50,000 or $100,000 a year to $1 million?
Just keep at it and diversify. Once you've got a site to the point where it's really successful, you're happy with it, whether that means you're making $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month or whatever, it might be time to start a new site. And then you can drive traffic from your original site to the secondary site, whether it's, you know, if it's somewhat relevant to the first site.
How do I do that?
Oh, just by linking. Just by linking to your new site. Like, I have links on my dating site. I have a link that says Webmasters that drives people to sign up for my netprofitstoday.com newsletters. What, singles represent 50% of the population? I'm sure that there's people who aren't single that are visiting that site as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they click on that Webmaster link and join my Webmaster newsletter, then I'm just adding to that database, right? I'm just adding to that subscriber list. So that's one way of increasing it. And then there's so many different ways to market. I think about 30 different ways to market your site in my book. I do three things all of the time, and then when I get the time, I extend my reach into, you know, other forms of marketing, including like social media marketing, which means using Twitter and Facebook. You know, I drive people to my Facebook site where they can learn a little bit more about me, and then they might find, you know, they might find something on Facebook that they didn't find on one of my sites and be interested in that, click on that, brings them back to my site again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it goes around and around.
So you just connect everything together in one big marketing circle.
Exactly.
What does Twitter do?
Twitter is kind of interesting. I've only just started playing with it a lot just recently, but it's at twitter.com. And you just basically say what you're doing at the moment. I've got a post this morning that discusses the fact that I just recently had surgery and how I lost 9 pounds in 12 days.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and, you know, and people might comment on that or whatever, and it just goes back and forth. And other people who see that that comment may come to my Twitter profile, and on my Twitter profile there's a link to my main business card site, which is rosalindgardner.com. So, and there they might visit my other sites, right?
Do you work with joint venture partners?
Oh, all the time.
How do you get those relationships started or working? Like,
mostly,
do you meet them in person or online?
Well, I meet them all over the place. Like, I speak at industry conferences and attend in industry conferences. And when I introduce myself and they find out that I'm a super affiliate, they're always really interested in getting me to promote their products. So, yeah. And otherwise, they contact me through the support desk that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, just as you did.
That's what I did.
Right?
Exactly, yeah. I just emailed you what I wanted to do and see if you were interested.
Exactly. And, you know, most affiliate relationships can also be called joint ventures. So, yeah, I work with joint venture partners all of the time. That's how I make my money.
Well, that's great. I started, well, this whole project I started because when I was looking and went to my first internet conference a year ago, I realized that there weren't any women really in the crowd. There was hardly any, and there were no women speakers at the conference. And I thought, you know, there has to be some really good women in this business. Do you know, do you find the same thing when you go around, or why would it be that there seems to be more guys doing this than women, or maybe I'm just wrong about that?
Well, there are lots of women in the business, and but I have had the same experience as you, where I've been the, you know, one of the few women at a conference. Many times I've been the only female speaker at a conference. I think it's women's lives. They're less likely to get involved with self-promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Men are a little bit more, chest beating, if you will, right?
Yeah, out there.
Than women are. And I think that, so they're not as likely to want to step on a podium and tell everybody what they've done. I think the women are just a little bit more quiet about what they're doing. But there are, if you take a good look online, you will find tons and tons and tons of women as super affiliate marketers, doing really well as merchants and network CEOs. Some of their favorite affiliate networks are run by women.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's no shortage of women out there. Yeah.
So it's just a matter of how they're profiled at the speaker conferences. It's just not as many there, but definitely they're online doing their work.
Definitely. Definitely. And I think that depends, too, on what type of which conference you're going to. Like, if you go to Affiliate Summit, I wouldn't say that half the speakers are women, but a large percentage of speakers are women.
Is that a conference that's held every year?
That is a conference that's held 3 times a year. As a matter of fact, the winter one is held usually in Las Vegas in January, February. The summer conference is held on the eastern seaboard of the States in July or August. And then they do another one in the UK, and I think that's usually in September.
Can I get information about that from your site?
You most certainly can.
Okay.
At Net Profits Today, I usually talk about it.
So that's netprofits.com, right?
Net Profits with an S, today.com. And when you're there, just search for Affiliate Summit.
So netprofitstoday.com.
That's correct.
Okay, great, thanks. Do you end up teaching people? Like, if I wanted to get trained by you, would you have a course that I could take?
Other than my book, I don't really have an established course. I'm working currently with Onyx Singhal to teach blogging at blogclassroom.com. But other than that, I do telephone consultations. For some people, I've set up like a package of 5 hours, 10 hours, whatever,
mm-hmm.
of consultation, so that they've got more access to me for less than my usual rate.
Like on an individual basis, if people really beg you, is that what you mean?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah.
If I was starting today, what would you recommend that I do? I mean, there's so many things, though. That might be a pretty tough question.
I would, go back and say start a blog. Get a host that offers the cPanel interface, which are widely available. On my netprofitstoday.com site, I recommend Bluehost, which uses cPanel because it's so easy to install a blog from there. I mean, seriously, there's like 6 form blanks to fill in and your blog is up. From there, just start it on a topic that you're interested in.
Does traffic come to my site just by having a blog?
Well, it comes to your site more easily by having a blog as mm-hmm. opposed to writing HTML pages, because blogs tend to be dynamic, and I use WordPress blog. And for whatever reason, the search engines just love blogs. So, yes, you will get more traffic through blogging from the search engines. But I also, again, recommend that people use pay-per-click search engine advertising
mm-hmm.
to drive traffic to their sites.
So if I am blogging about, say, how to invest for your retirement, say, then how would I use pay-per-click for that? Or even if it's for an interior decorator, going back to that example, can you explain pay-per-click to us?
Sure. Pay-per-click basically is, if you go to Google has a pay-per-click system. It's called Google AdWords, so you can search
mm-hmm.
on that. And what you do is you pay a certain amount per click, whether it's 5 cents, 10 cents, or something like that, to drive traffic to your site. And what I recommend is that people create an ad about a specific article that they've written or whatever, or endorsement, and send
mm-hmm.
it to that particular page on their blog instead of sending it to the homepage.
Okay.
And so, if you, let's say you're talking about area rugs and you've done an article on the best size of area rugs or something like that. And so you would write your ad for Google AdWords and you'd
mm-hmm.
select a price that you're going to pay or a maximum price that you're willing to pay for that particular ad. And, write a title and description that says area rugs or, you could even run a, discount area rugs or something like that. And when people click on that ad, they go directly to that page and where they're going to learn about where they can get discounted area rugs.
Okay, great. you already talked to us about so many different websites that you have. How do you actually keep track of them? Do you make a spreadsheet, write them all down, and know that every so often you post content to it? Or how do you actually organize and keep track of when you have so many different sites?
That's a really good question, and I actually don't have that many sites. I've got my business card site, which is rosengardner.com, right? So that's and I do personal and business stuff on that site. I have my dating site, I have my travel blog, and I have my webmaster's blog, and that's about it.
Oh, really?
And I, you know, I blog when I feel like it, to be quite honest, right? Like, so I'm probably most active on the Net Profits Today blog. Oh, and of course, I've got my the site on which I sell my book, which is superaffiliatehandbook.com, and I've got the watches site. But as I mentioned,
what's the watch site?
The watch site is windingway.com. And I don't do anything with that site. Basically, it's a static site that has a list of the watches with pictures. And anytime a sale comes through, Joel handles all of that. So that, you know, that's no concern for me. The Super Affiliate Handbook site is pretty much static as well. And because I use ClickBank as a payment processor, the payments are handled automatically, and the delivery of the ebook is automatic as well. So there's no, you know, there's really nothing to do there. So those two sites are absolutely static for me. I don't do anything with them. So I'm really only left with about three sites.
Oh, I thought when you do use pay-per-click that each time you would start a new sales letter for each product or something like that, but that's not actually how it works.
Well, that would be a new if you're writing a new article or something like that, then you might want to start a new campaign on Google AdWords and just send traffic to that individual page right on your blog.
Okay. So then it isn't that hard to keep track of the sites. Oh, do you use AdWords?
Yes, I do.
And
I definitely use AdWords.
What sites do you go to find out what keywords to use?
I use a service called Word Tracker, and I talk about it extensively at Net Profits Today because it's such a big part of what I do when I set up a new campaign to determine whether or not there's going to be, you know, market interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what Word Tracker does in a nutshell is shows you how many people are searching for a particular keyword. So that way it's easy to determine whether or not you should, you know, invest your time in promoting a particular product.
Oh, okay. When you mentioned about netprofits.com, what else do you have on that site? Is that more for internet marketers to learn more specifically about the details of this business, or what kind of information would I find there?
Netprofitstoday.com is for webmasters, and although I do concentrate primarily on affiliate marketing, which is what I specialize in, I do make a lot of recommendations for merchants who may have affiliate programs. Geez, I talk about everything. I talk about blogging. I talk about how to get traffic to your site. I talk about training courses that are available. I share success stories. I make recommendations for hosting services, autoresponder services, content suppliers, just different software that affiliate marketers and internet marketers will use in their businesses.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, I do all sorts of different things there.
Well, that sounds like a really valuable site.
I think so.
When you do the affiliate marketing, I always heard that it's a 50-50 split. Like if I have a product, I get 50% and the other person gets 50%. How is that? But then you're also adding in products like a shirt or a watch. I'm sure that couldn't all possibly be 50%. Where does the money come from, and in what kind of areas, and what could I roughly expect to be making in the different areas?
Yeah, 50% is a really nice commission split, but you're only really going to make that on information products and software that people sell online, which is downloadable, and it doesn't cost them any additional money. They create the product once, and they upload it, and every sale they make, they can share 50% of the sale with their affiliates.
Would that be like your affiliate handbook?
That's correct. Yeah,
okay.
And I pay a 50% commission on that as well. But
so I could take that and sell that to my list and make 50%.
This is true. And
okay.
If you went to superaffiliatehandbook.com and clicked on the word affiliates, you'd find all the information about promoting that particular product. However,
okay.
Consumer goods, if you're selling a treadmill, for example, obviously they're not going to give you $1,000 on a $2,000 treadmill because it costs them so much money to ship it and all of that other stuff. So you might make you know, 3% or 7% or something like that.
Oh, so 3 to 7% for a product is pretty common.
Sure, and it really all depends on the product. So, I mean, you can make, there's some that only pay 1%, there's some that pay 3%, there's some that pay 25%. It
mm-hmm.
really depends on the product.
And what about for books? Do you use Amazon, or you can use different sites for that?
I am an Amazon affiliate, but what I find is that there's not enough money to be made by promoting them extensively, so I don't do it very often.
Mm-hmm. Just when it comes up and there's something really good that you think your listeners would like to hear about.
Yeah, if I read a book that I'm absolutely thrilled with, then I'll definitely promote that book. I'll talk about that book. And if it's a low price product, then I might make a buck or two per sale, whatever. Like I on Roamsters just recently, I promoted the book 1,000 Places to See Before You Die,
mm-hmm.
and made a couple of sales from that. No biggie, but it was just something that I really wanted to share with my readers, so it didn't really matter that I wasn't
mm-hmm.
making a whole lot.
Okay. Now, I had a question. What was it? On your site, rosalindgardner.com, I see you just cram in so much information on it. And I wonder, how do you do that, like from a technical perspective?
Well, that's all part of the blog technology.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
It's just when you get in there, when you're in the blog interface, it's easy to create different categories. As you can see at the top, I've got business category, entertainment, health, personal musings, videos, you know, and basically I've only just started this blog, so there's not a whole lot here as of yet, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the other sites that you have, I see so many, I'm like, wow, how can she fit all that on, and this topic and that topic and that topic, and each time I can click on it and I just learn so much, I'm really fascinated with it. And do you post that almost every day, or do you just once in a while, or probably because you've been doing it for so long, it's just accumulated to a lot of information?
Yeah, on the netprofitstoday.com blog, I try to post every day. I'm not always successful at doing that.
Mm-hmm.
The rosalindgardner.com blog, it depends, you know, like because it's a personal / business blog. So, you know, like I'll blog about my godson
that's great.
Right, upload a video about him or something like that. And then I repurpose content as well. So something that I post on NetProfits Today, I sometimes bring over to the rosalindgardner.com blog
mm-hmm.
as well.
So you actually tell people a lot about your personal life.
I do.
Isn't that scary? That makes you such an open book.
No, I'm not really worried about it. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that's the most interesting thing about bloggers is that they talk about anything and everything. And it's, you know, it's if all I was doing was how-to information on for webmasters and stuff like that, that would
mm-hmm.
get pretty boring after a while.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, every so often I just go, you know, hey, I just became a godmother, right? You know, something like that. Or yeah, you know, I talked about the fact that I had to go in for surgery, and so that people wouldn't kind of wonder why I wasn't blogging for a week or more. And it's amazing the response that you get. You probably get more response to a personal thing than you do to a business thing. You know, once you've built up that list, those subscribers, yeah, they're interested in who you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that makes you so personal to them, and they think that they know you just like a best friend.
In many ways, absolutely. I am. Through my support desk, I mean, I've got people that contact me, and, you know, with the recent surgery, I had someone I consider a friend now saying, oh, and if, you know, and if this happens, then you do this, and, you know, it was pretty cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you just get information from all over the world and many people helping you. That's great.
Exactly.
If I was making a site and I have lots of different topics that are somewhat unrelated, perhaps I want to talk about relationships or maybe about wealth, how to make money in real estate. And then at the same time, maybe I have an interest in frogs. Like, do I just put it all together in the one area, or would you suggest that I do separate sites for unrelated topics?
Yeah, it should always be, your site should always have a theme, so I wouldn't talk about frogs and real estate in the same site. Yeah.
Unless you're going to tie it in the way you do, like with your grandson, oh, I have a pet frog.
Right.
Okay, well, that's great. Is there any other information that you would like to share just off the top of your head with us today?
Just you know, if you're interested in starting in internet marketing, by all means, do it. You know, it's contrary to what you might hear some people say that you've missed the boat or whatever. That is so not true. I mean, you know, I find that the more competitive a market, the more interested I am in it, because it just means that there's lots and lots of people in there or out there who are interested in buying products that are relevant to that particular topic. So, yeah, just get out there and do it.
You find this industry is going to keep on growing and growing.
Oh, no doubt.
I find lately, too, that people I talk to who are in traditional businesses, they don't know how to use the internet or how to do this kind of marketing, or even if they would collect people's names on their site, they could just increase their business so much if they used some of the basic principles of internet marketing. And I often wonder, is there anyone who can consult to the bigger firms about things like this?
Well, and even the mom and pop things, like a restaurant, something as small as a restaurant, they should be collecting people's email addresses and saying, you know, like then every Monday they send out their special. You know, today we're having a 2-for-1 special on the dinner platter or something like that, right? And just
it would
bringing
keep
people back.
Yeah, it would. It would keep them in the top of mind and just be coming back all the time. Or even a doctor or lawyer or accountant could use it easily, too. I guess everybody really should make use of it more than what I find the general population is.
I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've been great, Roz. Thank you so much for all the information that you've shared with us today. I really do get the sense that I'd be able to go out and take the pointers that you gave me today to be able to add and enhance the internet marketing that I'm doing. And I really appreciate that you've spent this time with us today. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Birgit, and all the very best to you and to your listeners for successful internet marketing or anything else that they happen to be doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
All righty then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.